Soko isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mngela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomgqibelo mhlaka 22 Nhlolanja 2025 ngoDabo kaNcube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje. Abalimi sebedlela ovalweni ngenxa yokuna kwezulu elinengi eseliphazamisa izilimo. Izakhamizi zethu kuna kwezulu akusoze ukuqeda udubo lokusilela kwamanzi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Izulu eline kakhulu ezabelene eziningi zelizwe seliphazamise ezinye izilimo njengoba amasimu esetota. Abalimi sebedlela evalweni bese saba kulahlekelwa yizilimo njengoba ubudlila bo sebuhlasela. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxa nomnumzana Eugene Dube ingcwethi yezokulima.
Lonyaka into ekhonyezakeleyo into yokuqala izulu lahamba abantu balima kaningi belobe bephindaphinda ubona kwezinye indawo ezinjengabo Plumtree kobokhezi nobotsholotho kungaba nendlala ngizauthi izilima zezanga kahle but kwezinye indawo lapha uthi khona kwakwenze kahle abaqalayo ukulima abayathola izulu engathi lanye liningi hhayi ukuvuna sibili hhayi bazavuna but laba abathi baphuza abalimele emuva kakhulu ngibona kusuka nenkingi yokuthi khona leli zulu abasoze bavune izivuno engathi siphezulu ngenxa yokuthi izulu laso labaningi kakhulu libe linengi kakhulu athe futhi ukuthi abalimi babe nemvundiso yani ifertilizer le yaphezulu esithi yi-AN naleyana ukuze bakwazi ukunqoba nenkingi yezulu eliningi kakhulu ngoba izulu yabane kakhulu ukudla kwezilimo kuyathathwa izulu kuhambe phansi so ngibona engathi khona abalimi abaningi abasoze bavune ngoba ukuthi izulu seliliningi kakhulu.
Kukhona na abalimi abangakwenza okungenza ukuthi laloba kungamanga kuhle bethole nje isivuno esingani singcono kumbe akusela okungenziwa?
Akukhona ongayenziwa. Into yokuqala ngibona kule into le abadefall armwen obudle lo osenzayo obusubona emasimini ngibona kakhulu ine-fall armwen ne-stock border sekuwona kakhulu so ngiyabe ngibona ukuthi abaningi one baqasa ukunqoba leso ilozen i-problem le siyibona kakhulu leyo nkinga yobudle sokusidla izilimo zabo. Okwesibili yo izulu liningi kakhulu abalimi kabasahlakuli ngoba kuyakumanzi so lapha siyakhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi hhayi kabazali ngamandla wonke ukuthi lesi noma amakhuba engakwanisi ukuthi khona bahlakule lesi bangahambe besiphuna ukuze isilimo sabo sonesana zitshaywa ngumoya. Okwesithathu ngibona ukuthi khona abalimi angasebenza leyo mvundiso yaphezulu kakhulu almost every 2 weeks belokhu beyifaka because ngenxa yezulu elinayo ngenxa belokhu befaka leyo fertilizer iyathathwa futhi befaka futhi ifertilizer iyathathwa futhi but ngibona almost every 2 weeks kungakwazi ukuthi khona ukuthi banqobe bakwazi ukuthi bavune.
Umnumzana Eugene Dube ingcwethi yezokulima esebenza le nkampani ethengisa inhlanyelo e-AgriSeeds ubesecingweni le-Studio 7 Ego Bulawayo. Inhlanganiso ezilela amalungelo ezihambi ezisebenzisa amabhasi zamukele ngenjabulo isinqumo sikahulumende sokumisa ukusebenza kwebhasi ye-Urban Connect ebulale abantu abangamashumi amabili lanhlanu engozini yomgwaqo. Ibhasi le imiswe ukusebenza okwenyanga eziyisithupha kusaxwayisiswa ingozi eyenzakala emgwaqweni we-Beige Bridge Maswingo. Umphathintambo ohlangothi lukahulumente wabona ngokuthwalwa kwempahla lozulu umnumzana Felix Mona kuyenaliviki wazise ukuthi le bhasi ibingela amaphepha eneleyo. Uthe uhlangothi lwakho lizaqinisa ukulandela kwemithetho njalo amabhasi angela amaphepha awasoza avunyelwe ukuthwala uzulu. Ukuhlazela lolu daba sixoxa nonobhala jikelelwa inhlanganiso emela izihambi eZimbabwe Passengers Association, umnumzana Paul Makiwa.
Hayi, sithanda ukuthi ngikhangele indaba leyo ngamehlo amabili nadabezile eZimbabwe. Okwakuqala nxa sikhangele okukhulunywa nguminista okwe-Route Authority ne-Passenger Insurance Policy, nxa ibhasi leyo kadinga lakho okunye yangikhona yakuthela njalo. Kutho ukuthi abantu abangabe sibabona basehlangothini lokuphambanisa i-Ministry of Transport, siphinde njalo sibize thina ukuthi yona i-Ministry of Home Affairs amapholisa. Ibhasi leyo izihambe siye lapho ekade isika khona, iziyofika lapho ekade isiya khona singala maphepha la kade kuhamba njalo. Yilo icala esilibona kuqala. Angithi ukuthi ngiyanika icala kuhulumende, kodwa izinto esisebhekene ngokuba uhulumende ukhona ukuthi alondoloze impilo kaZulu. Ye-suspension ngiyayibona ikade sibike 6 months, kodwa labo kabazinika amaphapha njengabantu abadala balungisise. Ikakhulu njani i-Ministry of Transport ne-Ministry of Home Affairs, kunenge ngihlala ngikukhuluma ngibatshela ukuthi kugcenwa yini badala khona ngapho, ngokuba nxani ngakubisa khona hambi nangapha abafikazokuleka.
Libona sengathi isinqumo lesi esithethwe sizaluqeda na udubo lwengozi lezi ezemgwaqweni ikakhulu ezamabhasi?
Into enkulu yakuqala, asila mgwaqo eZimbabwe. Icinjena asila mgwaqo eZimbabwe. Ungakhangela mgwaqo nalo esijele ukuba lengozi kakhulu, iBedbeath Masingo, kukhanya sani yo wothi mgwaqo okhanya sani singono. Yikho nibona imoto zisilada khona ngale.
Sibona njalo ukuthi umtshayeli walibhasi kukhanya sengathi layo ubengela maphepha eneleyo nxa kukhangelwa ke i-retest. Aba izihambi zona zingenza njani ukuthi zibone ukuthi zivikelekile nxa zingena ngemigwaqweni?
Ngingakhangela umthetho we-International Transport Fleet Agreement nxa sisiya kuma-public safety vehicles. Uthi wona imota yonke ethwala uzulu kumele esingathi thina ngama-particulars emota iphinde idisplay ama-particulars ka-drive.
Umnumzana Paul Makiwa nginobhala jikelelo inhlanganiso emela izihambi eZimbabwe Passengers Association. Ubesecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Lanxa kusina izulu elinenge eZimbabwe, yabahlali bezansi emaNdebeleni bathi udubo lwamanzi kalusoze luphele ngoba amadamu amaningi agcwele inhlabathi njalo malutshwane kakhulu amadamu eMatabeleland South. Ukwakhiwa kwedamu leThuli Manyange elikhangelelwe ukuqeda udubo lwamanzi eGwanda South lithuthukise le nhlelo zokulima ngokuthelezela lwamiswa nyakenye ngenxa yokuswelakala kwemali. Gubiga u Albert Ncube.
Lamlela ndwandwe, lamlela ndwandwe.
Abahlali besigabeni seGwanda bathi kuyadanisa ukuba amanzi amaningi azageleza emfuleni ayefike elwandle kulandela ukuna kahle kwezulu lonyaka. Bathi lokho akusoze kuqeda uhlupho lokuswelakala kwamanzi esigabeni lesi esilamadamu amalutshwane. Iningi lethi kalifuni ukuphinda likubona okwanyakenye lapho elabhekana lo dubo lokusulelwa kwamanzi okwabangelwa isikhudumezo somkhathi ese-El Nino esadala isomiso esesabekayo eMatabeleland South lezinezabelo eZimbabwe. Umnumzana Zwelithini Gabula oyisakhamuzi sesitezi okuyindawo ehlezi ibhekane lodubo lwamanzi uthi kumbalwa okumele kwenziwe ukuze kulondoloze amanzi.
Okokuqala, kusamele sikhangele ukubana and management ye-catchment area siyayiphakamisela ezingeni eliphezulu, silondoloze ezemvelo, sibone ukuthi kasigamule izihlahla, kasithise utshani, kasilimi silandela ukugenquka komhlaba. Kusamele kuthi-ke kiwo amadamu sibone ukuthi siyakhukhula ingcekeza, sikhukhule udaka lenhlabathi okungabe sokuthe kwangena phakathi kwemadamu kusehlisa ukutshona umbelo kwenelisa ukubamba kwawo amanzi.
Amazwi la agcizelelwe ngumnumzana Collins Wanda oyisakhamuzi seNtebe njalo olwela ukulondolozwa kwezemvelo.
Amanzi awabona ubuningi ayadlula khonapha emfuleni, imfula uyagcwala, igcwale imfula iziyeqa amabriji. Kodwa sekufike isikhathi sobusika, kuzathi lapho sekusilela silela silela sila manzi engasatholakali sesikhona sesikhumbula ukuthi kanje sike saba lamanzi amaningi bekufanele ukuthi kathe singaya ukuthi kunje siwamanzi engene ezindaweni lapho esiwa store khona esingathi na storage kuthi ebusika laphana siyenze imizamo leyo yesilokhu esingathi thina i-water harvesting siwavune amanzi siwagcine sisenzela kwelizayo lapho abengasatholakali khona.
Ufana uthi bekuza kuba ngcono ngabe seliphelile ukwakhiwa idamu lethu leManyange elikhangelwe lokuthwala amanzi amaningi kakhulu.
Idamu elinjengeleManyange elikhulunywe iminyaka leminyaka nalamhlanje lokho okukhulunywa ngalo kodwa lingaphuthi ngangokunye ukuthi kathe siyakwazi ukuthi umfula uthuli amanzi ama amanzi agcinakala lapho sesiwafuna sizawathola. Idamu leManyange libhekwe ngo-1974 sekuchaya bo 50 years lamhlanje akuphumi lutho.
Loba kunjalo okwamanje izakhamizi ziyakuthakazelela ukubona kwezulu ezigabeni zabo. Ukansila kawa 13 umnumzana Miklas Ndlovu uthi sokukuhle emakhaya ulandela ukubona kwezulu lokhu.
Abakithi izulu lonyaka inkosi sibonile ende kusibone silibele. Uyazi amanzi mane ngokunye okumalisayo endaweni yakithi izulu liyanayo imisenya yonke sivukile amaxhapho sekhona kodwa ubuhlungu bukhona nampu amanzi wonke la ahamba.
Imizamo yokuxoxisana loSkomithi weGwanda unkosazana noMathemba Ndlovu lomeli wedalela ephalamende eGwanda South umnumzana uMphile Maropi ngalolu daba iyehlule ngoba umakhalekhukhwini babo bengangeni. Urhulumente wabo waba lohlelo lwe-Give a Damn campaign ngeminyaka yama-1980s usiya kuma-1990s olwalusekelwa ngorhulumente abathiyeneyo kula madama agoqelela ejobe emthabezi lamanye akhiwa ngalesi sikhathi. Urhulumente uthi kungaphela ukwakhiwa kwedamu lethuli manyange luzaphela udubo lwamanzi eMathabeleland South. Usenjalo zikhale zimathonsi izakhamizi zikaward 13 eGaranyemba leNtepe ngemva kokuba omunye umama ethethwa ngumfula ngolwesibili eGaranyemba watholakala sefile. Uthi njalo umfundi weNtepe Primary School laye uthethwa ngumfula kodwa ubengakabonakali ngolwesithathu. Izanuse zomumo omkhathi zikwayisa uzulu ukuthi angalingi ukuchapha imfula egcweleyo. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngiste Gwanda ngu-Albert Ncube.
Intengo yempahla egoqela ukudla, amafutha emota lokunye yaqhubeka ikhuphuka eMelika ngozibandlela. Intethelo izindaba ye-VOA uVeronica Balderas Iglesias uxoxa lengcwethi zenotho ngokungenziwa ngohulumende kaTrump ukuze ehlise intengo yempahla. Umbiko ohlangothi lukahulumende weMelika olubona ngezisebenzi uveza ukuba intengo yempahla yakhuphuka ngesilinganiso sokuthathu ekhulwini ngozibandlela nxa iqathaniswa lanyakenye. Unkosikazi Alison Schrager owekolitshi leManhattan Institute uthi intengo yempahla iyakhwela.
The cost of housing is still going up. Services were still expensive. Good prices were going down largely from recoveries from the pandemic and that progress
aqhubeka ekhuphuka. Intengo yempahla ibisehla ngemva kokuphela komkhuhlane weCovid kodwa ukwehla kwentengo sekumile.
Ofundisa izifundo zenotho eMontclair State University usikhwicamfundo Edmund Berisha laye uphe umbono wakhe.
We are doing pretty good in terms of the unemployment rate, which means people are working, people are making money, and when people do that, they spend, and that high spending is
inani labantu abangela misebenzi liphansi okusho ukuthi abantu bahola imali ngakho bayayisebenzisa ukuthenga impahla okuyikho okwenza intengo iqhubeke iphezulu.
Laloba ingcwethi zisithi umongameli Donald Trump wathola umnotho oqhuba kuhle yena upha owayengumongameli umnumzana Joe Biden umlando wokuthiya intengo yempahla ikhuphuka.
This was caused by Biden. I had 4 years of virtually no inflation, so I'm just taking over.
Lokhu kwabangelwa nguBiden ngakhokhela okweminyaka emine intengo yempahla ingakhuphuki.
Ingcwethi yezomnotho unkosikazi Alison Schrager uthi ezinye inhlelo zikahulumende kaTrump zilakho ukuthuthukisa umnotho.
Particularly corporate tax cuts, potential more tax reform, some of the deregulation will also boost the economy.
Ukwehlisa imithelo yamankampani lokumisa eminye imithetho yezenotho kulakho ukuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe.
Abathengi abakhangelelwanga ukuphathiseka kudaba lwama-interest rate, kodwa zikhona ezinye indlela ezingasetshenziswa ukwehlisa intengo yempahla, kutsho umnumzana Edmund Berisha.
You want to support the free market as much as you can. The other thing is we want to stimulate the production too.
Kumele kusekelwe inkululeko yemikambo. Okunye esikufunayo yikuthuthukisa ukukhiqizwa kwempahla.
Umnumzana Berisha uthe ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla kuyinto eyenzakala emazweni omhlaba, njalo amanani aveza ukuthi umnotho weleMelika ulokhu uqhuba kuhle. Udaba loluqoqe intethelo zindaba ye-VOA uVeronica Balderas Iglesias lalethulela yimi uTabo Kancube oweStudio 7. Okwakhathesi siye kusithandekile mhlanga esipha uhlelo lwabomama.
Nanso ingxoxo esiliphathele yona kwezabesifazana lamhlanje.
Ngizwe ngikushaywe inkosi Mure. I'm a food blogger. I-blog yami kuma-socials ethola u-Sport Grind ukuthi kuhle. Then my website is sportgrind.com. Umdlalo ikakhulu wengubhu angazi, I think ukusegazini. Ngikhule nje ngiwuthanda. Abanye kubukela ama-popayi ngake ngithanda ezengubhu. I think umama wami naye waba lesandla khonapho ukuthi ngithanda ezengubhu because wayethanda i-Liverpool. So nxa kulo mdlalo ku-TV ngizashaya laphana ngibukele la. My first favorite sport was the athletics, but yeah, even the kuza kuyaza ngitshontsha.
Ubodwa wake wayidlala yini?
Hayi, professionally angizange ngayidlala.
Kuwebsite yakho lokubloga kwakho kuyini kahle kahle uyabukwenza?
My focus kakhulu is ukuthi ngikhave especially laba abangakhava kakhulu mainstream media. You know, you find ukuthi kulama juniors, kulamankazana kakhulu. You really find story kubokhroniki, kubo-Sunday News about amankazana or ileague yabo and ukuthi kwenzakalani. So my passion in starting this was to give voice to those that are not given the platform to showcase talent labo and be heard ama-voices up.
Banengi abalandeli bakho bayakubona okwenzayo njalo bakukhwabitha.
I think I've drawn your attention abantu abaningi Facebook. I think we get 31,000 somewhere followers. I do it was up channel though you can either chase live but it's in 1,600 channel company WhatsApp lagu Twitter lagu yakhula kancane.
Uyibona njani ikusasa yemidlalo yabesifazana ikakhulu ukuhlandla lenguqu lapha?
Imidlalo yabesifazana ngathi iku-growth stage and I would advise abakuma-business ukuthi if you want that exposure le-business lakho you can read it emidlalweni yabesifazana because yiyo esakhulayo. Labo abafana they've grown and they were there and asithela interest much but if ubuya umuntu esithi I'm sponsoring team yabafazi behold around that person because we really get that and umdlali yabesifazana isikhula. It's currently the most expensive player to transfer to player in Zambia. Born and bred and groomed in Zambia. Uma sesikhangela ukule Zimbabwe asikaqakathekisi into zemidlalo lezi kakhulu especially umdlali yabesifazana. We still have that patriarchy mindset ukuthi ibhola ngabantwana abangabafazi. abafana.
Leyo ingcwethi ecubungula umdlalo wenguqu ubuhle benkosi Ncube olekhasi lakhe kwinkundla yokuxhumana ekulenjini elazakala ngokuthi Sports Grind with Buhle, njalo itholakala kuFacebook, Twitter, WhatsApp nakuwebsite. Adibaneni njalo ngomgqibelo ozayo kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazane. Nami uSithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington DC.
Siyabonga Sithandekile okwakhathi siye kuntungameli Nkomo esipha uhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba.
Siyahlangana kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba. Igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokwendiswa kwabantwana oluqhubeka lugxila elizweni. Kulokhulu oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisishiyagalolunye lanye 91 ogwetshwe ngomthethwandaba weshirugwi ngemva kokutholakala elecala lokwendisa indodakazi yakhe eleminyaka elichumi lanhlanu 15. Ukhulu lo ugwetshwe inyanga eziyisishiyagalombili ndawonye lonina kajaha oleminyaka engamachumi amathathu obendiselwe kuye luntombazana. Kodwa inkantolo isuke yabeka eceleni lesi sigwebo. Abasolwa laba bephula umthetho we-Marriages Act. Wona othi kulicala ukwendisa owesifazana oleminyaka ephansi kwelishumi lasishiyagalombili 18. Sixoxa lolwela amalungelo abesifazana unkosazana Linda Mpofu.
Udaba lokwendiselwa abantwana lubuhlungu kakhulu, ludaba olungithinta emoyeni ngoba lingizele amantombazana. Lubuhlungu ngoba umntwana ole 15 years kuyina kwaziyo ngokuya kwakha umuzi. Ungacabanga ngakho njengomuntu omdala ongumama oyisakhamuzi uyavelelwa yikwesaba losizi kakhulu. Engunanzelelayo yikuthi indlala umumo welizwe yiwo yenza abantu bacine bethengisa abantu babo ngoba besenzela ukubana bathole inzuzo. Into leyi igxile ekuthini abantu sebeswele kakhulu sebedinga amaqhinga ukubana bathole labo bethunjini bese bebona kungcono ukubana bathengisa abantu ababo bebendise ukuze bathole inzuzo, bathole inkomo, bathole amabele badle.
Ukhulu lo lomunye wakhe bagwetshwe inyanga eziyisishiyagalombili kodwa inkantolo isuke yesula leso sigwebo. Ungathini ngalokho?
Na ngokubona kwami mbone ngani isigwebo lesi sibe sincane sibili ngoba nxa wena usiyayendisa umntwana ole 15 years kuyafana lokuthi umgwebela ukufa 15 years engxenye khona uyamendisela exhigwini elilabo 80 years yokubulala impilo yakhe, yokubulala nje yonke into yakhe, ingqondo zakhe lakho konke nje. So mbone ngani isigwebo lesi nje sincane. Engxenye nje umanje ukunanzelele ukuthi abasolwa laba iminyaka yabo njengoba ubaba selabo 90 something years, umama layo labo 60 something years. Engxenye ukhayele khonokho ukuthi bangagcina befele ejele. Kodwa eqinisweni isigwebo sincane, kodwa sibuye sibonge nje ukuthi laso sike khona sifakiwe isigwebo. Kulabo bonke abacabanga ukwenzayo khonokho sebezahle bebekwazi ukubana hayi impumela yokwendisa umntwana yisigwebo sokuthi uye ejele uyebhika.
Kungenziwani kahle kahle Mampofu ukuze kunqandwe udubo lokwendiswa kwabantwana lolo?
Okuqakathekileyo khathesi ukuthi uhulumende ngenhlanganiso zabomama lawo wonke umuntu angenele kulowo mkhankaso wokubana siququzele ukuthi abantwana abangamankazana abangayendiswa bengakavuthwa. Yikho kwakuqala engingakutsho. Okwesibili, uhulumende kumele abone ukuthi abantu ababulawa yindlala bakithi, abantu kabathole ukudla, kabathole okuyethunjini ukuze bangacabangi ngezinye izinto zokubana kusasa labo bagcwalisise izisu zabo. Okwesithathu, uhulumende ngabone kananzelele ukuthi izikolo sezidura kakhulu. Abantwana bamankazana ukuze bagcinakale kuhle. Kakuzanywe sibili ukuthi bagcine besesikolo, indleko zesikolo zibe phansi. Abantu labo bafinyelele ukubana babhadale amafizi. Yenze konke. And then okunye okwesine yukuthi izigwebo ezinje kazikhwezwe sibili ukwenzela ukuthi umuntu lanxa esesithi wothazami ananzelele ukuthi ngingakwetshwa 10 years ngiyafela ejele wothi ngiyekele.
Sibonge unkosazana Linda Mpofu olwela amalungelo abesifazana. Kube kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba. Asibeni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo yimi untungamili nkomo.
Siyabonga untungamili nkomo ngokusipha uhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba. Hello abaculi bethu liviki sinomculi werumba osacathulayo ozibiza ngegama lokuthi Cooler Box ehamba leqembu lakhe lemkhologwe Shining Stars. Nangu exoxa noNtungameli Nkomo we Studio 7.
Sizwe sakithi sonke olubengelelayo uMakhosi Ngwenya uyebuya ePlump esigabeni saseMkholoko igama engilisebenzisayo emculweni uCooler Box ufana phakathi ezibandayo ngina 5 years ngisemculweni ingoma yami yokuqala isingle track ethi abantwana basathumeke yiye ngaqala ngayo and then kuzodinga umntana ngo 2024 azokhipha ethi amandlela embongolo yiyona le engimarketisayo kakhulu ukuthi abantu beyimamele befunde okuningi.
Ngathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Inombolo yami ngu 078-21-51-743 078-21-51-743 ngicula kuse South Africa.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela waphi amazwi?
Ngicela kakhulu isapoti. Ngisapoti yabo, ngicela kakhulu ukuze ngikwazi nami ukuthi ngitshaye ingoma ngiye phambili, ngibenzele konke abakufunayo, abakudingayo engomeni. Ingoma zami nginethemba lokuthi zonke zinemessage. Ma ngabe bezifuna nami kuma digital stories, bengasearcha Cooler Box and Mkholoko Shining Stars, azozithola ingoma. Ngiyabonga kakhulu 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 uma benganginika uxhaso lwabo. Uma kungayisiba abalandeli, ingoma ayikho. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi ithele umuzi.
Lo ube ngumculi werumba osacathulayo ozibiza ngegama lokuthi Cooler Box exoxa noNtungameli Nkomo we Studio 7. Singeke hlukani ke sikhangele ebesihamba phambili. Abalimi sebedlela ovalweni ngenxa yokuna kwezulu elinenyi eseliphazamisa izilimo. Izakhamizi zithi ukuna kwezulu kusoze kuqede udubo lokusilela kwamanzi. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu namhlanje olivalelisayo ngoTabo Kancube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.